It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Hilde Van Giesel, who is going to be a big part in trying to break a world record here in Valley City, part of the global rocket launch. It sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. This is very exciting. This is part of our annual summer reading program, and on July 20th, this year, it's 50 years ago that the Apollo moon landing happened, and that's worth the celebration. And as part of our reading program, we always have activities on the library, and it coincided with the world record launching rocket. So we are looking for people tomorrow to come to the Medicine Wheel in Valley City at 5 p.m., bring your rocket, and come and help us be part of this this launch. And it's going to be an attempt for the Guinness
Book of World Records.
So we're not the only community that is participating. We're part of, at least in the United States, and it's worldwide, and we have to record it. And so if you launch a rocket, we'll make a little movie, and we count you in our efforts, and then we have to submit all of our numbers. So the more people, the merrier, and I hope a lot of people will come and watch.
Oh, yeah.
Come and launch rockets and make it a celebration.
This will be at Medicine Wheel Park tomorrow in Valley City. What a perfect venue to hold an event like this.
Yes, exactly, considering that Dr. Stickler has an interest in the universe and astronomy and all that, and the Medicine Wheel being, you know, part of our universe.
It'd be fun to get kind of a living history, an oral history from some of the folks who remember. Where were they 50 years ago when the Apollo 11
Yes,
landed?
Absolutely. Yeah, we should come and tell us your stories.
Story.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we might. I will have ideas what to do with those. You know, collect them. Yes, absolutely. It's great. I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to it. I have been looking forward to this event since we decided it somewhere in March.
That's great. Well, earlier this month, the folks were busy with testing out the rockets or actually being a part of that. And now, tomorrow's the exciting day that they get to launch them, right?
Yes. So on July 2nd, we tested the rockets at the library. And so now we're ready to launch them for real. I want to stress, though, that if you were not part of the July 2nd event, you can still come. Mm-hmm. You can still bring a rocket. If you have one at home, bring it. If you want to build one, you know, still time. There's instructions on the internet. We'll have links on our Facebook page with the library. So, yeah, come and join. And it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to go very high. Even if it goes 4 inches off the ground, we'll count it as a launch. So come and join us. It's going to be great.
It'll be great now as we commemorate the 50th anniversary of the launch of Apollo 11, a mission to the moon that actually, back then, we had analog TV around the world, and we had people around the world who were very, very interested in this mission and how it went, and that it was a success. And that can you imagine three guys on the top of a Titan rocket was meant for destruction, but this was meant for some goodwill gesture, and think that this actually happened. So people are thinking, like, when is the next launch going to be? You know, when do we go again? And what vehicle are we going to use for that? So there's a lot of discussion about that. We've had a lot of discussion about going to Mars. But I think it'll be very interesting to hear some of the oral history and also some of what people are thinking about the next step when we possibly might take.
Yes, and I want to add something, because a lot of people don't realize this, is how significant the launch was and the success for economic development. Even though it was a very expensive project for the United States, I think the return for every dollar that they invested, I think they have a $4 or $7 return. And we are still using a lot of the discoveries that was specifically invented for the moon landing and all that kind of stuff. Even though they didn't use it, it still contributed to our knowledge. It still contributed to things that we use every day. And Teflon is an example of that, but there's a whole bunch of those. So yeah, we are still using fruits of that development, and it's 50 years.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Thanks for adding that in, Hilde. And thanks for being our guest today, okay?
You're welcome.
And have a good launch tomorrow, okay?
Oh, yeah. We hope that you guys come and report the news on that one.
It'll be a biggie.
It'll be a biggie.
All right. There's our Voice of the Valley here on KOVC.